Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity once again to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us come together and pray unto the Father. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we are grateful for another blessed day, another opportunity you have given us to come and enter into the Word of God again today. Lord, you blessed us yesterday and as many days even before, and we're so grateful for what you've done and what you're doing. So therefore, Lord, one more time, we petition you to be with us tonight on this broadcast. Lord God, that you would touch ears, you would touch hearts, you even touch mouths and touch eyes tonight, Lord God, that your plan may be revealed to all who seeks to know the truth. I want to thank you personally, Lord, that you have blessed me to be at this day and time with strength in my body to deliver the message that you have commissioned me to deliver. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for the prayers of your people on my behalf. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In Jesus' almighty name we pray. Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Once again, I'm going to open up tonight from the 12th message from the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is sent by his angel messenger, the resurrected John the Baptist, to bring to mankind or to bring to his people and to all that are willing to hear. And this message is called Message 12, which means it was the 12th time that Jesus sent this angelic being, July the 18th, 1929. Once again, I want to read from one of the scripture verses of what he gave from the Lord. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, I want to encourage you that if you're listening on this page, you should see you might see a picture of a big Bible, but you should see also maybe a picture of a little Bible. If you do, click on it and you will see a drop box. And one of the categories say episodes, click on that, and it will give you all the past episodes that we've done. And I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the series before the series, but the series. In fact, let me encourage you to go back when dealing with what God has commissioned me to give unto the people. I will encourage you to go back. You can go back as far as a year. Okay. Amen. You can go back further than that. I mean, the Blog Talk Radio records all the sermons, preaching and teaching we've done. This coming December, the Lord said the same will make 5 years So it goes back that time. But when I'm talking about for this particular thing that God is having me to give unto the people, you can go back at least about a year. So in his 12th message, hallelujah, the angel of the Lord says, behold, the Lord has rejected all creeds and factions of men who have gone away from the word of the Lord and have become an abomination in his sight. Now, I want to stop there because there's more said, but I want to stop there because of what I'm dealing with tonight. Now, we have been looking in this series tonight, this series entitled Extra Oil, Abomination, A Proud Look, Part 3. And the Lord say, if the Lord say the same, this is the third and final part to this part of the series. And we have been looking at, and first I'll explain to you why is the beginning of the title of this message called the extra oil. Because this word that Jesus has been sending from heaven is the extra oil that is spoken of in Matthew 25 when Jesus gave the parable of the 10 virgins. Five was wise and five was foolish. And the wise received extra oil in their lamps. They already had oil, but they received more oil, which was extra oil, while the foolish rejected it. Amen. This word is the extra oil that Jesus has been sending from heaven. Word will bring forth onefold because for the most part in Christianity, we have been preaching the return of Christ, which is true. Christ will soon return. We have been preaching that Christ is coming back for a church without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. That is also true. But what we have left out is that in that fifth chapter of Ephesians, from what where we had been quoting from and saying that, we personally have overlooked the process that we must go through to bring the people to the place of being without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. Because we have been preaching and teaching rapture, we'll be gone any day now and all that. And we fail to understand by teaching that and preaching that, we have cut into, quote, the plan of God to bring the people to the point of being without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. And so this is where Malachi comes in and he begins to tell us about the messenger of the Lord, which is this heavenly angelic being that I'm talking about, the resurrected John the Baptist, who has been sent from heaven. And in Malachi chapter 3, we are given a description of the process because he's bringing a word from the Lord that is going to refine and purify and even cleanse a people to bring them to that point of being without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. And we must understand, too, that the word he's bringing is going to start with the household of faith. That's why in Malachi 3 and 2, the question was asked, who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appear? Now, when people see that verse, they think, oh, it's talking about Jesus. No, not necessarily. It's talking about the messenger of the Lord, not so much as bragging on him, but what he's bringing and the position that Jesus puts him in, okay? He's bringing the word that's going to what? Cause a cleansing in the house of God. Remember what Peter told us in 1 Peter. He said, judgment shall begin at where? At the household of God, okay? And that's where it's going to begin at. Hallelujah. So this extra oil is this word that Jesus had been sending through his angelic messenger. Now, we have been discussing, as the rest of the message is entitled, Abomination, A Proud Look, Part 3. And we have been looking at, for example, what does an abomination mean? Well, abomination is something abominable, disgusting, okay? And God said that he had rejected, this is what Jesus said, he had rejected all creeds and factions of men who have gone away from the word of the Lord and have become an abomination, okay? So all these cliques and groups and stuff that among supposed to be Christianity that's been formed, God said he had rejected it, those who have gone away from his word, okay? Amen. He had rejected it. And we looked at an abomination, and glory to be to God. And we looked at in the word that Solomon was used in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, where we look at to give us a list of some things what God has called an abomination. You know, God, you know, abomination is a type of sin, okay? It goes under the category of sin. But it is not, quote, just sin per se. It is something that God really detests, okay? One example I gave you said, think of a food that you don't like, and then think of a food that you can't stand, okay? Amen. I mean, hey, glory be to God. There's a couple of foods or so that I can't stand. I can't even stand to look at it. I can't stand the smell of it. Now, there's some other foods I don't like. But even if it was smelling, it wouldn't affect me. I just don't like it. But there are some foods that I just literally can't, I really detest, okay? Well, that's how it is with God when he calls it an abomination, okay? And what God was letting us see that when anyone, and when I say men, please don't misunderstand me to think I'm just talking about males. Because there are some women who was in Christ who got off from the word of God and went off and became an abomination also. Okay? Let's understand that. Now, having said that, we was looking at and come to understand that Solomon was used by God to list some things that God called an abomination. And the first one he listed was a proud look, which is what we've been looking at in this part of the series. A proud look, or in other words, pride, okay? Braggadocious upon yourself and thinking above God, okay? Even to a point where you have been, your behavior has been, as the words have been used, disdainful, which means that you had a type of behavior where you was thinking people was beneath you, okay? Hallelujah. You had the men end up having an inordinate self-esteem, in other words, being conceited, okay? And so God is showing us from the word of the Lord, this is what happened. This is one of the things that happens to anyone that goes away from the word of the Lord and begin to create their own groups. Not trying to be offensive, but in the body of Christ, in Christianity, let me put it like that, we got plenty of that, okay? We got plenty of that. Now, I gave y'all some examples. I think that was in part two and possibly in part one. And like I said, I'm not trying to be offensive because I got brothers and sisters in Christ in these other denominations, in these denominations. I have brothers and sisters in Christ. There are people in the Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal who really loves the Lord and really have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, okay? But overall, the denomination itself, you cannot trace it to the Bible. Now, I just took a pause for a minute to let that sink in. And I know that some of you may have got offended. You may say, well, hey, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist, I'm Pentecostal. What are you trying? You say you better than me? No, I'm not saying that. But as I laid a challenge yesterday, the same challenge go today. If you can prove from the Bible that Jesus set up and established and organized either the Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, or whatever kind of other name, then you can call in and say, hey, brother, I want to give you these scriptures. These scriptures shows that. But what I have seen so far, Jesus did not do that. Okay? And we tend to think in Christianity that it ain't nothing. Oh, yes, it's something. Okay? I'm telling you, it's something. Because when they get down to the nitty-gritty, and when the smoke clears, and everything settled, and the dust settled, we're stuck on our denominations, many of us, on what we believe. In other words, the teaching or learning that makes a man a Baptist would not make him a Methodist. Okay? And you have people who are supposed to be believers, and we're supposed to be claiming to be brothers and sisters in Christ. When it get down to it, we'll say, we're Baptists. I don't believe that way. We're Methodists. I don't believe that way. Or I'm Pentecost. I don't believe that way. Okay? Now, of course, we've been hollering for the longest. Oh, it don't matter. When the smoke clears, it does. And this is the thing that grieves our Lord Jesus Christ. Because instead of us truly being one, we are separated by these things. Now, understand this, that this these things came about, factions and all of this stuff, especially came about after the apostasy or, with, or during the time when the apostasy. Now, we shared with you last year what the apostasy was, and that's why I encourage you to go back, even back almost about a year, and we'll talk to you. It's called the Falling Away, okay? Now, we looked at, also in part two, we looked at the number one person and the first, according to what's been recorded in the word, operate in this abomination, which is called pride. And that was Lucifer. And we come to understand from Ezekiel that Lucifer began to be lifted up in pride in his heart. And according to Ezekiel's account that was given to him by the Lord, one of the things that Lucifer did is that he saw what he had and failed to understand or failed to keep in mind that what he had was given to him of God. And so he began to be lifted in pride and began to think ridiculously, okay? So Isaiah turns around and tells us things that Lucifer has said what he's going to do. And he talks about, I'm going to ascend to heaven. Ascend means to go up. He's going to lift himself up and go to the certain part, going to heaven. He said, I'm going to exalt my throne above the stars. Well, that was an example right there that Lucifer had gone away from the word of the Lord and began to operate in abomination. Because remember what Jesus said in Matthew 23 and 12, he that exalted himself shall be what? Abased. Okay? So he is the very first recordable act of any being who operated in this abomination that is called pride. Amen. And this is what has happened as we talk about this, what has happened to many of God's people who have gone away from the word of the Lord. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of God's people have been greatly blessed. Some churches have been greatly blessed, especially in the material area. And what has happened, they've gone away from the word of the Lord, making up their own bylaws, okay, not letting the Spirit of God rule. And then because of the possession and things that they have, they begin to start looking down on others. You got churches competing with one another to see who can get the most members. They're competing with one another to see who can build the biggest buildings. Because why? They want the praise of the world. Okay? Amen. And you can't beat them bragging on what they do and what they have done. All at the same time, not really letting the Spirit of God rule in the services. Because we have a structure and an organization going on, organizing of the ceremony, and we got to follow that to the letter. No room for the Spirit of God to rule. So if the word is being preached and the Spirit of the Lord begin to manifest into somebody or begin to deal with somebody and possibly want to deliver them, oh no, because we have a set agenda, we can't minister to them. We got to go on with what's on the page. Amen. And now that we are hopping into the entertainment world, okay, we definitely ain't letting no Holy Ghost rule. Period. None of that. Why? Because the world would not like that. The world wants some entertainment. You see things, you know, that once was, had some kind of value. Now because entertainment is the big thing, now it's becoming devalued. I mean, for example, it's happening even in sports. One of the sports I can really point to that has happened real bad is pro basketball. Pro basketball, you could play tougher and stronger. I'm not saying personally go out there and hurt people and knock them down, stuff like that, but you were really challenged. But now in this day and time, because of them wanting to entertain the people so bad, they have watered down the pro NBA league. You might well say just play pickup ball. And I ain't talking about in the rough way, just pick it up, just throw it up. No defense. Why? Because it's about entertainment. And so in the church world, the gospel has been watered down. Why? Because it's about entertainment. So when men have gone away from the word of the Lord, they tend to, quote, water down the gospel. Because why? In their pride, they want people to praise them. And they know that if I preach this straight truth about this thing, these 1,000 people I see that come and show up in my service on Sunday may get down to 10, if that many. So I got to get some praise going on because I want some praise. So I got to water down the gospel so I can get the people to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And we come to understand, too, as we look at and discuss yesterday, that God had given a servant of his who was on this continent during prehistoric times, called in the Record of Nephi, where he talked about in these days, the time of the Gentiles, that how that they was going to build churches and how that they was going to teach in their own learning, in their own wisdom. Well, people, that's happening today. Okay? That's happening, glory to God, today. It's happening like the word of the Lord said. It's not about being taught by the Holy Ghost, whether through someone or whatever, but now it's about, you know, being praised. Men going out to priestcraft, setting themselves up to be a light unto the world. So therefore, they teach us stuff that's contrary to the word of God. Amen. Because they want some praise. Okay? Hallelujah. You know, like I shared with y'all some months ago, Deidre Haddon, who's supposed to be what? A pastor, I think some church in California. And him and his wife, one he's married to now, had went on, I seen it, I don't know, was it on YouTube or what, telling people that it ain't nothing wrong with shacking, okay? Y'all can live together if you're not married, okay? And nowhere it says in the Bible against shacking. Now, that's what he said. And I said, my Lord. Now, this guy, who's supposed to be a brother, okay, has influence over a lot of people because of his, quote, so-called gospel music. Now, through the years, he had made a few anointed songs. But the most part, he has been making Shaking Your Behind Michael Jackson music, okay? I'm just going to be straight up with you, okay? Hallelujah. And cool daddiness and that pride. For example, and I'm going to go on. If you saw, he got a video called Open Season. If you look at the video, I mean, really look at it with a spiritual eye. For the most part, you will be saying, what does this have to do with the song? Okay. Now, of course, he's showing different features on there that's supposed to be connected to the words of the song. But there are some things he got in there that has nothing to do with praising God. For example, he's dressed in a suit. Look like too small of a suit, but he's dressed in a suit, dressed like Pimp Daddy, and walking with a pimp walk, and then doing a what it looked like, a James Brown dance. Come on. Okay? Amen. Glory to God. Jesus, have mercy upon us, Lord. Glory to God. So, I last left off with you yesterday, glory be to God, where John tells us in 1 John chapter 2, to love not the world, nor the things of the world, and he mentions one of the things, the pride of life. Okay? And when men go away from the word of the Lord, they tend to, in their pride, love the things of the world, things that the world does, okay? Amen. And I defined to you last the word pride in that first John chapter 2, verse 16. I define it by the original Greek word. An original Greek word that was translated pride means braggadocious, that is self-confident. That self-confidence is where you're bragging on you, okay? And all about what you did and you did and all that did. Well, see, you know the world loves doing that. Amen. Hey, have you ever been around, and I know growing up, there were some guys, you know, everybody have a problem at times of, you know, bragging on themselves at times on certain things. But there were some people you met, maybe when you were growing up, maybe you have met lately, that was very braggadocious. I mean, they bragged on themselves so bad, it just made you sick, okay? You're just like, my God, man, what you, oh, my, you know, trying to be nice and you had to pull away from them. And then sometimes when you're pulling away, they started following you and talking. You'd be like, man, would you please stop following me, okay? Well, see, God detests that. Now, we may have a little confidence in ourselves, but there's a thin line, people. And when you having your so-called self-confidence, but you braggadocious, that's pride. And that's what God hates, is pride, okay? Amen. And you got many of these men that have gone away from the word of the Lord and pride, they don't even want to say nothing about Jesus. Not at all. Let's not talk about Jesus. Let's not talk about the Lord. Let's not give him glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last thing, I believe the last thing that I said unto you, hallelujah, is that Jesus wants you to know that anyone, whether you're male or female, that goes away from the word of the Lord, start operating in pride, okay, you will not be of the bride when he comes unless you repent. Amen. Because understand, with Jesus, there's not going to be the eyes, okay? Do you know if Jesus poured in the eyes to be with him, he would still have no peace in his kingdom here on earth. You know that? Amen. Because the eyes would be stop my eye, what I do, eye by eye, and won't give God the glory or honor or praise. So the eyes will still be trying to do like Lucifer did. Because remember, while Lucifer was sitting up there in heaven and became lifted in pride, notice what the pride did. He got to a point where he started influencing others to join him. You get that? Amen. Glory be to God. Now, I want to read a few verses from what is called the book, The Record of Nephi, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Nephites, who was once the people of God here on this continent. Amen. I want to give to you, hallelujah, what one of his servants said, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I ask that you would hear the word of the Lord. But before I mention that, we must understand when anyone, no matter who it is, if it's me, you, anybody that goes away from the word of the Lord in pride, and then you start starting your own, you know, one thing about man is so quick to go out of a particular order to start his own thing. I noticed that the past 15 to 20 years, at least the past 15 years, I've noticed that, maybe a little bit longer than that, that when it's dealing with a certain order of the Lord, let me express it that way, there are some there who, when they go away from the word of the Lord, they have that tendency to go start their quote own church. And they will tell you, God told me to name the church, or God told me to do this, okay? But see, this is what I know in the last days. God is going to reveal who he's behind and who he's not. He's going to do that because God cannot continue to let deception reign like it is. And we got a lot of deception going on among Christianity today because here's the common thing. Everybody's saying, God had me to name this church this, or God had me to go start this church. Everybody's saying it, okay? And then they got this attitude, I dare you to argue me because I told you who? God said it. You know, floating that name out there, God said it. Jesus said it. God said it. And we supposed to go, whoo, oh, I ain't going to say nothing to it. And see, sometimes if you don't have the right proof from the Holy Ghost, you find yourself, you can't say too much to it. But see, here's the thing. God is going to unveil who he's behind and who he's not. And see, those he's not behind been fooling people for a while. Yeah, been saying, oh, God said it. Been doing particular things in front of the people. People going, well, they might be right. I think God really told them. Well, God is going to unveil who he's behind and who he's not. He's going to unveil who have went from the word of the Lord. See, some of them got people fooled because they're saying, this is the word of God. And the reason why they're saying it to particular people, because they know that there are particular people who will not search it up. Okay? They know some people. They know, listen, they know who's studying the word of God and who not. Okay? And they know who they can run that by and who they can't. Okay? But Jesus saying this, if you have gone away from the Lord of the Lord, and you're operating in that spirit of pride, you must repent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Nephites, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who was known as the people of God at that particular time, and they were fighting something. Many times they would end up fighting people that was a ferocious, bloodthirsty, murderous people called the Lamanites. There was times that when they would get a victory or get the victory, they became lifted in pride. Okay? Hallelujah. And the record said, and now because of this great victory, they were lifted up in the pride of their hearts. They did boast in their own strength, saying that their 50 could stand against thousands of the Lamanites. And thus they did boast and did delight in blood and the shedding of blood of their brethren, and this because of the wickedness of their king and priests. Okay. That's their leadership. Okay? Hallelujah. And it came to pass that there was a man among them whose name was Abinadi. Okay? And he went forth among them and began to prophesy, saying, behold, thus says the Lord, and thus have he commanded me, saying, go forth and say unto this people, thus says the Lord, woe be unto this people, for I have seen their abominations and their wickedness and their whoredoms. And except they repent, I will visit them in my anger. And except they repent and turn to the Lord their God, behold, okay, I will deliver them into the hands of their enemies. Yea, they shall be brought into bondage, and they shall be afflicted by the hand of their enemies. And it shall come to pass in that they shall know that I am the Lord their God and am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of my people. So the people became lifted in pride because they got a victory over the Lamanites. Okay? And they begin to brag and boast on their own strength, just like what's happening today. Men that have went away from the word of the Lord, they're bragging and boasting on their own strength. All what they can do. Okay? Huh, forget Jesus, put them on the back burner. bragging upon themselves. But just like these people had a prophet of the Lord, or had a man of God, I should say, who began to prophesy, name Abinadi, God is going to send among those who have broken away from the word of the Lord and become an abomination in their sight. He's going to send a prophetic word to them to tell them to what? Repent. He's going to send a prophetic word that's going to tell them, I've seen your abomination, and except you repent, I'm going to visit you with my anger. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Lord's going to do it, people. He already have begun some things. He started breaking down some of these churches, well-known big churches, you know. And notice that with these Nephites here, they not only boast in that they delighted in blood, the shedding of blood. They delighted in murdering. Because, see, this pride, it brings other things with it. Now, we're talking about it on a separate issue, but it brings other things with it, too, other sins, okay? Just like the gifts of the Holy Spirit, many times you have more than one in operation, okay? But we might define them separately that you may get a better understanding. And so among these people, they delighted in the shedding of the blood. And this was because of what? Of the wickedness of their king and priest, of their leadership. The wickedness of the leadership that have broken away from the word of the Lord has caused people to delight in that which is an abomination. Because remember, the shedding of innocent blood is abomination according to Proverbs chapter 6. So many of the leaders were broken out from the word of the Lord. Amen. Look at, once again, Carter Pearson, broken off from the word of the Lord, coming up with some audacious stuff. Just, you know, it's even ridiculous to even talk about, okay? But guess what? He got some people to join in. Man, he got some people. I forgot one, I think it was a lady. She had been with him for a while. And so when he converted over to this off-the-wall teaching, she did too, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. So the message of repentance is going forth. Hallelujah. To those who have broken away from the word of the Lord. Amen. See, this is why many of them don't want to hear this message about coming together and being truly one. Because why? I got a thing going on. Got a good thing going on. I went to start this church myself. I'm making money. Hallelujah. I'm making money. And I'm my own person. Can come up with my own stuff. And on top of that, I don't want to combine with y'all because the people that follow me might see some truth with y'all and may see that I've been preaching and teaching a lie, and I might lose them, okay? That's why some of the leaders so quick to tell them, don't you go over there. And they're going to shoot down that the other church. They're going to shoot them down. They ain't going to come out with the bow and arrow. They're going to come out with the gun, the bazooka, and shoot them down, okay? Said, no, don't go over there. Something wrong with them people. Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs chapter 11. And I'm going to read verse 2. Proverbs chapter 11. And I'm going to read verse number 2. And the word of God says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. I think I better read that again. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Now, the first word in that is when. It said when pride coming. It didn't say if. It says when. And see, whenever you go away from the word of the Lord, pride is going to come. It's going to come. When you go away, it's going to manifest. It's going to appear. When you go away from the word of the Lord, and then especially you start creating your own creeds and factions, he says, so when pride cometh, but get this. Here's the other part that when you're in the pride, you don't think about. When pride cometh, then cometh something else, shame. Remember in Romans chapter 5, that it tell you that death came by sin? Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. See, that was a sin, and then death came by sin. But see, this pride brings something else with it. It's called shame. Okay. Now, the word shame in the original Hebrew word, since we're in the Old Testament, the original Hebrew word is kalon, which was translated shame in our language, and it means disgrace by implicating the pudenda. Oh, you said, well, what in the world is that, Brother Nate, the pudenda? What is the pudenda? Well, according to Webster, the pudenda, now here it is the external genital organs of a human being and especially of a woman. I'm going to read that again, okay? Because he said, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, okay? And the word shame, original Hebrew word there, kalon, means disgrace by implicating the pudenda. And the pudenda, once again, is the external genital organs of a human being. And we know what the genital organs is, and especially of a woman. That's the private parts, okay? Amen? Now, when the private parts is exposed, it's a disgrace. When the private parts is exposed, it is a disgrace. Okay? Just like these dressing today. I mean, private parts ain't even private parts now. It's on display like it's at an auditorium or something. Listen, people, it's a disgrace. Okay? But here he says shame cometh. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. Okay? Amen. So the things that you call yourself covering is going to be things that you have hidden will be exposed. You're going to be, quote, naked, hallelujah, before others. You're going to be exposed. Shame. You're going to be disgraced. When pride comes, you're going to be disgraced. You might well say, is humiliated, okay? See, God is telling you what's going to accompany the pride. And I've seen some men in high positions, because of their pride doing their own thing, who have come down, and they were shamed. They were shamed. They became disgraced. It was exposed about them, okay, which embarrassed them. One of the beautiful things about the Lord is that when you're in your pride, God gives you a chance to repent. That's going for anybody. He sends a word to you. But here it is. If you ignore that word, then guess what comes next? It's called exposure, people. Exposure. You're going to be exposed. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to see more exposure. You're going to see more exposure by some of these well-known men. Now hear me on this. Who have went away from the word of the Lord in pride, doing all this stuff in services. They got yoga going on in services and all this stuff going on in services that's not of God, coming up with these different kind of positions, makeup positions and all that, doing this and that, the doo-wop and the everything and the electric slide and all this stuff. But God is finna get ready. There finna be some exposure, okay? Now, many of y'all heard of Brian Carn, and I know Brian Carn, he done some stuff, but there was something he said one time that I can understand why he said. Have y'all ever remember the time he talked about Bishop Eddie Long, when Bishop Eddie Long was you know, the stuff that happened with him. And he said that he was talking to the Lord about Bishop Eddie Long, and the Lord told him, said, he gave Bishop Eddie Long time to repent, but now he had to expose him because, say, he wouldn't repent. And I can see that. I can understand it. I can see that, okay? Because, see, that's what God, that's what he does, okay? That goes for any of us. He gives you a chance to repent. And when you ignore it, that goes for any of us, the next thing on the agenda, on the plate, is exposure, okay? And it's just like the little kid that don't want to eat the vegetables. You don't want to eat that, but since you wouldn't, you got to. And that's what's going to happen, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory to God. I want to read from another one of the messages that the Lord sent through his angel messenger, the Elijah. This message is called Message 62. The Lord sent it September the 4th, 1943. Guess what? Still valid today as the first time he sent it. Ain't no need you looking at, hey, wait a minute, that's 1943. Come on, man. That's 70-something years old. I don't care if it was 700 years old. See, one thing about God's word, it don't get like ours, just get old and crumble out. God's word is still valid, okay? It can go through a hundreds and, or a thousand a year. It can go through that and still be valid, okay? See, we can say some stuff, and times could change, and we could say, well, that was old, you know, and they can't do that now. But see, God, when he speaks, his word is still valid. Now, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said in the 62nd message, he said, the angel of the Lord said, I come that righteousness shall look down from above. Yea, it shall be poured out upon the earth, for God himself has sent me and caused me to speak. I speak his will. The words I speak shall bring peace to many, for salvation shall be upon the earth among men. Yea, it is, and now waiteth to be carried to the ends of the earth, the isles of the sea. For lo, the Lord has spoken. The Lord that made heaven and earth and all things that in them are, he that stretched forth heaven above, he it is that shall confound the liars, amen, and make the diviners fail. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And turn the wise backward, making their knowledge foolish. He it is that shall allow confusion to come upon all of them that stir against the Lord, and the words I bring a way of deliverance. See, when you in pride, you stir against the word of the Lord, and there are people who are stirred up against this word that Jesus is sending through his messenger, and guess what? God is going to allow confusion to come upon them. I know some of y'all heard it. That ain't love, Brother Nate. Well, Brother Nate didn't say it, okay? Brother Nate just reading to you what was said by Jesus. Amen. You're not going to stir up against the word of the Lord. See, this is the word of the Lord, okay? And you already got some people already talking out there. Well, you know, the Lord said if you bring any other, if an angel bring any other gospel than what is preached, this ain't any other gospel. See, if people would take time to inquire of it and really learn and read about it, and see what is being said, then you won't be so quick to say, this is any other gospel. But because it is something that you ain't, quote, never heard before, the first reaction you give is that, oh, this is another gospel. Jesus said, let them be accursed. Well, once again, if an angel or anyone brings you a message, especially contradicting Jesus, then yes, it is a curse. But whenever you read these messages, you will not find one thing in any of these messages where he contradict Christ or put down the resurrection or the blood or none of that. Everything is still uplifting the blood. The redemption of the plan of Jesus Christ, the work of the power of the resurrection is uplifting all of that. And above all, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. But you give people say, well, it's another gospel. Oh, you said it because you don't know. You know, I understand that many of you only know the Bible. In fact, when I grew up, that's all I knew was the Bible. Okay? So I thought when it came to God's word, that the Bible was the only book. So now, fast forward to today, many of you hear about the Lord sending his angel messenger with word from heaven, and the first thing you do is go, oh, that ain't no God. Why? Because we have the Bible. The Bible's the only book. I said, well, how come the Bible tells you there's other books other than itself? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I think I'm going to go into maybe one more scripture here from the word of the Lord. The Lord say the same. Thank you, Jesus. It's called the 84th message. Jesus sent it out November the 3rd, 1966 at 1:30 a.m. 1:30 in the morning. You know, whenever you read these messages and the brothers write up there the little scripture at the top about how the angel was messenger sent, the day he was sent to him and the time, you'll notice that it was not the same time every time. Sometimes 1:30 in the morning, sometimes 3 in the morning, sometimes maybe 4 or 5 in the morning. Okay, you know, it's whenever the Lord wanted to send them. Okay, it wasn't about, you know, asking Brother Fetty or Brother Drake, hey, guys, when is the best time I can send my angel? Wasn't none of that. None of that at all. Okay. He came at the point of time of the Lord. Now, listen what he said. He said, oh, do they not know the storms of life will bring them low? Bring them low. Who? The one? The prideful. The hard of heart, the haughty, the high-minded. I will be slow to hear their cry. They speak lightly of my injunctions and words of instruction and come not to doctrine and my decrees. Okay? There have been those who have known of this work and have went away and done this very thing that the Lord has said right here. They have spoken lightly of his injunctions and the words of instruction, and they would not come to doctrine and his and the Lord's decree. And God said, I'm going to be slow to hear their cry. That ain't love, Brother Nate. Well, once again, Brother Nate didn't say it. Okay? Brother Nate just read it. Lord Jesus said it, okay? And he said the storms of life. The storms of life in the brain, those who have went away from the word of the Lord, and in their pride, they have started their own creeds and factions and own groups and stuff like that, the storms of life going to bring them down. Because like I told you, one of the things when men get away from the word of the Lord, most no doubt, they go start their own group, okay, or their own faction, or their own denomination. They go ahead and do that when they get away from the word of the Lord. And could care less if you find it, even if you just got the Bible, they could care less if you could trace it in the Bible. The first thing they tell you, well, the Lord guided me to do this. He told me to do this. Okay? And you say, well, can you trace that back scripture? Well, I just know that the Lord told me. Well, okay. See, that's the time we in, people. We in the I know that the Lord told me time. So that means, let me translate that for you. Don't ask me no more. I ain't going to discuss it with you no more. Okay, period. Don't ask me again, okay? This work of the Lord right here, let me uplift my Lord Jesus today. This work of the Lord that he has me to bring before you on this broadcast, okay, is true. Ain't nothing fake about it. It's true. And when you're in this way, there is a testing. Because once again, this is not a glamorous way. This is not a light camera action way, okay? And some people, because it didn't look glamorous to them, they, when they looked at it, they wouldn't even try to come this way. And then others who was in it for a minute saw that it was no glamour, so they did what? They stepped away from it, okay? Because you got to understand, when you come into the way of the Lord, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged to see where do you stay. Because the devil would do with you like he did with Job to the Lord. Say, yeah, Lord, they in this way, but let me get some stirred up against grandma and make grandma mad and leave. I bet you they'll leave too. And the Lord said, okay, go ahead. And what happened? Boop, they left. Because what? They upset. I don't like where you treat my brother, my cousin. Listen. And like I told y'all, I ain't trying to keep nothing here. Now, in this church that I'm in, Church Christ Lives of Message, we done had, I can't tell you how many splits since 1994. But this I can say, and not being braggadocious on myself, I did not go and join another church. I did not deny this work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when the Lord revealed to me that this work was true, I said, that's what I need. I mean, when he really revealed to me, gave me the witness in my spirit, opened my eyes to this, I know I would be crazy to turn away from this work because of some stuff that's been going on in the church, okay? You got people that have turned away from Christ because of some stuff they saw going on in the church. See, it's not about them knowing, really knowing this is work, is of the Lord. Now, of course, they have left and still said, well, I believe that, you know, in the message, I believe in the sending of the angel. But my question is, where are you? Where are you? Hallelujah. Where you at? See, people think they can go by just saying their words alone. I believe. Okay, well, you believe, but it got to be some action. Remember, you need belief to have faith, but when you define the two separately, belief alone, okay, is you just stating something that's true, but your faith is put in action to what you believe. And if you believe that this is the way of the Lord, shouldn't you be in it? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, have I been tested in this way and challenged many times? Sure have. And did I ever have a thought of getting away from here? Sure did. Okay. I'm going to tell you. I ain't going to tell you that them thoughts never came. But what anchored and kept me? The word of the Lord and the Holy Ghost in my spirit. Wasn't in my mind, because in my mind, I had thoughts like, man, forget this. Okay. I'm gone. This stuff that people were doing, I'm gone. I actually one time, people, I don't know if I said this, shared this testimony with y'all, I think I did, but I actually one time decided, I said, I can't do this no more, and I walked away. Let me tell y'all something. I thank God for this. It didn't feel good, but I thank God for it. When I did it that one time, for that whole week, I caught myself walking away, I didn't have no peace. I didn't. And I thank God for not letting me have no peace. If I had some peace, man, I would have stayed on out there because of the stuff that I was saw going on. But God didn't let me have no peace. I had to come on back. I had to repent. I had to come on back. Okay? I had to come on back. Now, did things stop and cease since then? Nope. But this is what I learned. I learned to get more rooted and anchored in that word. See, this is why the word of God, this is why you have to study the word of God, consistently pray and be in the word and meditate on the word, because that's what's going to root you in the end, people. That's what's going to root you when these storms come. It is not about who you're associated with. That's not going to root you, okay? It ain't about how many cars and houses you got or how much money you got. That ain't going to root you. It ain't about how many are rooting for you and saying you're a great man and patting you on the back. That's not going to keep you rooted, okay? What's going to keep you rooted is knowing in your spirit that the work of the Lord is true. That's what's going to keep you rooted, okay? So when grandma, granddad, husband, wife, kids decide, say, I don't want no more. This way is crazy. If you are not rooted, guess what's going to happen? Out the door you go. And more people have left from association from association now. Okay. Then hanging on by revelation that was given in their spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I have to say, from the last few years, God have showed me the place of this work. The Lord Jesus have showed me. And you can see, you look in many of the other churches, the standard of the Lord is just me. I mean, if it was something on the floor, it been swept out of the building. There's too many people in the church, they ain't caring about the standard. What standard? Okay? What standard? They fighting about loving your neighbor. Okay? Fight about that. Amen. Don't mind, you know, showing one another up in congregations and stuff. They don't mind doing that. The Lord is Jesus. We'll have a people without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. It's going to happen. You know what? And there are some who think it's not. But it's going to happen. And guess what? He's going to have one fold. Did you hear me? One fold. He's got not a bunch of folds. Okay? One fold. One fold. And see, I noticed some, it looked like, no, that can't be. It's just too many Christians. Oh, it's going to be one fold. Oh, you, most definitely. Because as he continues to send this word of cleansing and purification and refining, you're going to find out who wants to be purified, refined, and cleansed. Because see, everybody don't want that. I'm just going to let you know. Everybody don't want that. Okay? So they might be hollering Jesus to the top of their lungs, rolling on the floor, doing backflips, doing the karate kick off top of the pews and everything, trying to convince you that they're in the Lord. But when it come down to this word that's coming from heaven, from Jesus Christ, this word of cleansing, refining, and purification that is coming to the household of God, because he said judgment begins at the household of God. And when it comes to the household of God, it's going to show you what hearts is for real and what hearts ain't. See, I know you've been fooled by some people. Amen. I mean, hey, let's serve the Lord. And you just, oh, they got to be really. Well, you're going to see some exposure. It's going to happen. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank God for the word of the living God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Once again, God, you have blessed us, our Lord Jesus, this day with the power of your word. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that is with your people, that you have put into their spirit the moment they accept you as Lord. Father, I thank you for this opportunity you've given me to do the broadcast tonight. I thank you for all that have been listening. And Lord, continue to bless and continue, Lord, to manifest deliverance and deliver and heal, deliver from cancer and leukemia and from AIDS. Lord, begin to restore eyesight tonight. Lord, begin to restore the walking in the legs. Lord, strength to the bones. I speak to every muscle tear. I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord God, cause the artery walls to open that is clogged up in the name of Jesus. Remove the plaque, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Begin to touch and destroy tumors out of the stomach and out of the head and out of the back and out of the legs, Lord God. Just cause your power and your anointing to destroy that sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Cause minds that is confused to have the peace of God in their mind. Lord God, begin to touch right now and begin to reveal yourself to the people. Reveal yourself to the heart that is crying out to you every day, the heart that's been fasting and praying, the heart that's been on their knees and said, Lord, I need to hear an answer from heaven. Lord, I call on you today to show yourself to them because you are the answer. You are the answer, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let them see that you are the answer. Let them know the crack pipe is not the answer. The whiskey bottle is not the answer. Sleeping with a bunch of men and women is not the answer. Show them that you're the answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Break the stronghold and the chains of the enemy. Break that spirit of whoredom off of them. Break that spirit of adultery off of them in the name of Jesus. Break that spirit of pride off of them in the name of Jesus and cause them, Lord God, to come to you in humility in Jesus' name because you are Lord and you are God. Lord, open up the portal to financial blessing. Those that is in need of a new home, bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that their joy may be full in you, that they may glorify you and magnify you and even consecrate their place to you in Jesus' name. Bless that couple, Lord God, that's been trying to have a child. Lord, bless them with the child that they may dedicate that child back to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You said, whatsoever I ask the Father in your name, that you would do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Don't forget tomorrow night, heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement. The Lord say the same at 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. So once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.